We're going to focus on water quality, air quality, terrestrial ecosystems, best management practices, and geology.
So why get involved in the debate over fracking, which is at times quite contentious in this country?
Well, we're not really trying to get into the debate. What we're trying to do is use good science and academic experts to investigate how energy development is done in the area where we're proposing it. There's been recent call for research in this area from some of the TDEC meetings that were held this summer. We're a land-grant institution, and it's our duty to the state of Tennessee to investigate things that would be to the best of our citizens in the state.
So walk me through how this unfolds technologically. Explain how the drilling process is going to work at this site and how all that's going to turn out.
Well, at this point, we haven't put together our RFP yet with an industry partner, but we intend to follow very strict stewardship guidelines, controls, and checks by university personnel to make sure that the industry partner follows all the regs and requirements in Tennessee. This process is going to be looking at a Chattanooga shale that's approximately 3,000 to 3,500 feet deep, and they're going to be drilling at that level to try to unlock natural gas reserves under the property.
Environmentalists that I've spoken with in previous conversations acknowledge that hydraulic fracturing as it's performed on the Cumberland Plateau is in some ways pretty fundamentally different than the kind that's done in other areas of the nation. But they are concerned about, say, surface effects like erosion or deforestation at drilling sites. How will the project measure those effects, not just what's going on underground, but what's happening at the surface?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Remember, I'm talking about five areas that we intend to look at, and that's to do with road construction, best management practices for roads, making sure our roads are built above standards, sedimentation control. We'll be looking at new techniques to develop continuous improvement for best management practices for access, also for well sites. When we start to put these well sites in, there's things that we can do to basically enhance wildlife. In other words, have an irregular shaped well sites versus a square or rectangle. And we believe the industry partner will be willing to work with us because it's their, it will help them from their environmental footprint standpoint also to work with us as a partner in looking at some of these different techniques that we could minimize land disturbance.
Staying with the idea that hydraulic fracturing is different here on the Cumberland Plateau in Tennessee than it would be in Pennsylvania, New York, Wyoming, Texas, other places that we've seen it done. Will the results of these test wells in Morgan and Scott County be useful at all to people who use different methods, or will the results be useful only to the kinds of wells that are drilled on the Cumberland Plateau?
Well, specifically, that's what we want to do. We want to focus on the kind of drilling that takes place in Tennessee. So we'll be concentrating our efforts on the type of shale that we have here, the drilling techniques. But what we find out from our science-based research might be applicable to other areas. Again, we're going to enlist subject matter experts in all five of these areas across UTK, not just from the UT Institute of Agriculture. And we'll probably make some discoveries that could enhance continuous improvement of best management practices in other parts of the country.
Well, the project right now is in its very earliest stages. Like you said, a request for proposals has not even been submitted yet. No industry partner has yet been named. The first public meeting is taking place tomorrow in Morgan County. How long from start to finish will this project go? When will you declare it project done?
Well, I'm not sure that we have an ending point at this point. We're going to develop an RFP, and we're going to have an initial lease period, and there'll be criteria that the proposer will have to, milestones and things like that, working on the research project as an example and some of the areas that we specify. But this could be a longer-term project. This could go on, you could renew the lease at the end of each lease period. Again, we don't have the RFP put together yet, but it's not just a short-term project because anytime you're talking about forestry and there are forest stands up there, that you're forced to kind of think long-term because it takes a long time for trees to grow and not sure how much time it will require to get the natural gas out of the ground and all those kinds of things.
When would you like to get started?
Well, we hope to have an RFP ready at some point in 2013. We don't really have a time set yet, but because we have to construct it and make sure that the university's best interests are protected and that we have a successful proposer that can bring forth the partnership that UT desires to move this project down the road.
What kind of reaction since the announcement of this project have you been getting from members of the public, nearby property owners, environmental groups, any kind of interested party? What kind of reaction have you been hearing?
Mainly positive at this point. A lot of the adjoining property owners are glad that we're looking into this area. They believe that more research is needed. There'll be good science on the ground. And it's been fairly positive from the resource people as well, because they have interest in this area. I'm talking about some of the large landowners up in the area that are managing forest land property that are also doing oil and gas drilling on their property. Haven't had much negative response at this point.
Kevin Hoyt is the director of the University of Tennessee's Forest Resources Ag Research and Education Center. Mr. Hoyt, thank you for being with us on All Things Considered.
Thank you very much.